Lincoln Center on the Upper West Side of New York is home to some of the world's greatest performers in classical music and opera and dance. That's nice for the people who happen to live in New York.
Live from Lincoln Center, another in the Emmy Award-winning series, coming to you from Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts in New York City.
But thanks to a unique experiment in live television, some of Lincoln Center's musical treasure can be experienced by people who have never set foot in New York. Live from Lincoln Center on the public broadcasting system is celebrating its 10th anniversary.
This program is special because it's live. The fact that people know that it's happening right now, that we are performing for them at the moment, at the same moment as the public in our hall, that's what makes it special. There is no editing. There are mistakes are not taken out. I mean, what you hear is what we are playing at the moment.
The farther away from this camera the timpani are, the better.
John Goberman is the executive producer of Live from Lincoln Center. He's the man who invented the idea.
Is the lid going to be up, do you know?
Usually what they do is they put it on the low stage.
We get a variety of letters. But the kind of letters we get, I'm sitting in my little snow-covered cottage in northwestern Minnesota with my broken leg, and I just saw, you know, is the kind of letter we mostly get. It's really a sense of having attended a performance that's terribly important. The problem here is not being visible out there.
Goberman is a former cellist who became absorbed in the challenge of transporting great music beyond the concert hall without diminishing the impact of a live performance.
Can you see him?
Not with this bass player right
here. Well, we can shift it.
Yeah, you could slide.
There had been a lot of attempts to make films of operas and films of ballets, and it seemed to me that the opera experience is being in the same room with somebody that's singing. The model was more event television, that the arts, especially performing arts, could really be events and should be events, and that is what would really be compelling.
His task was to convince both PBS and the artists that television could cover a performance without destroying the performance.
The essence of doing this kind of live telecast is really all in advance, because one of the catchphrases, obviously, is that live means never having to say you're sorry. So it's all in the pre-production.
That's what he's...
But we stay on you here. But we cut on you.
Yeah.
So we see you make the change. Because we'll never see, it's the only way we can see
fine.
It.
Okay.
Luckily for John Goberman, he is dealing with musical artists who understand the importance of the well-tempered camera, such as Zubin Mehta, music director of the New York Philharmonic.
And also here, it's very nice to take the if you can take a group. Bum, 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 beep. Bum, bum, bum.
Okay.
Quotation from the B minor mass, then you've got to take the horns.
Is there a tendency sometimes to overcover the conductor and make him the star of the performance? It depends. If the conductor were a bore, then you could get to that point very, very quickly. You just have to make that judgment. A conductor like Zubin, who's so impassioned and involved, he himself becomes the soloist with the orchestra. And so In many cases, it's Zubin who best represents the music.
It's nice, of course, that the great maestros of Lincoln Center feel kindly toward television, but the task of making the medium match the music falls ultimately to this maestro.
You know what else looks sort of funny is that shot where you go to this shot here, the all you're hearing is horns. I just wanted to admit that looks a little funny.
Anyone else have any other problems?
Don't go to the concert.
See, you'll see what
you need to stay on the horns.
We really should probably stay on that timpani till they finish.
Yes.
We should stay on to the very
stay
end.
Tight.
It's a lot easier to learn television than it is music. And this series succeeds because of the musical essence rather than a technical development.
There are about 6 live from Lincoln Center telecasts each year. John Goberman and his staff not only handle the coverage, they select the musical works to be covered. Each telecast draws about 5.5 million public television viewers. That's small by commercial network standards, which makes some critics wonder about the question of elitism.
It's not just a question of whether you're doing elitist programming. It's a question of whether you're doing war horses, of whether you're doing, of how you're serving new music, emerging artists. There's a range of interests that must be served in this series of broadcasts, that all of which are almost equally important.
Do you transform what you cover? Let's take opera, for instance, which is sung in a language that most American audiences don't understand.
I thought some years ago that it was just unutterably stupid to put an opera on television in a foreign language. And we worked out a way of doing subtitles live on the air. It was enormously valuable, and there's no way that at this point that I would do an opera without putting subtitles on it.
It's hard to imagine that you could have done this many years of live concerts without encountering some spectacular gaffes.
On stage, it's been surprisingly smooth. You would think that there would be more things that would have gone wrong on stage. There have been very, very few.
You're not going to have the... You're going to try for the world record of changing an E string, starting from... right now. Now, trying to find it in my violin case, and he can't quite do it. The rosin is there and everything is there, and he's really fumbling, and it's all falling on the floor. He's finally found one, but it's a D string. It's no good. Next one is a G string. That's no good.